Wikipedia.
Today is Sunday, June 2nd, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, John Richard Clark Hall. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, the podcast that takes you through the fascinating world of Wikipedia articles, one page at a time. I'm Alloy, your host for today. In this episode, we're delving into the life and works of John Richard Clark Hall, a significant figure in the realm of Old English scholarship. Who was John Richard Clark Hall, you might ask? To sum it up, he was an esteemed British lexicographer and philologist, best known for his contributions to the study and preservation of Old English language and literature. Born in 1855 and passing away in 1931, Hall led a life characterized by rigorous scholarship, passionate education, and remarkable contributions to academic resources. John Richard Clark Hall turned an early fascination with languages into a lifelong vocation. Imagine yourself in late 19th century England, a time when the study of medieval languages and texts was blossoming. Into this scholarly landscape stepped Hall, equipped with a keen intellect and an insatiable thirst for knowledge. He began his academic journey at Blackheath Proprietary School in London and furthered his education at the University of Cambridge. It's easy to overlook the sheer dedication it takes to excel in such a niche field, but Hall's commitment was unwavering. He didn't stop at a basic familiarity with Old English. He dived deep into the language's roots, structure, and literature. Hall's most renowned work is undoubtedly his A Concise Anglo-Saxon Dictionary, first published in 1894. Even today, over a century later, it remains an indispensable resource for students and scholars of Old English. The magnitude of this work is something we often take for granted, but can you imagine compiling an entire lexicon by hand, with each entry painstakingly researched and cross-referenced? The dictionary has seen multiple editions, each more comprehensive than the last, attesting to its lasting value. Take a moment and think about the implications of such an achievement. In an age where information is at our fingertips, dictionaries might seem pedestrian. However, creating one from scratch in the 19th century was a formidable feat. Hall's dictionary didn't just list words. It opened doors to understanding a richly historical language that had significantly influenced modern English. But Hall didn't stop there. He was also extensively involved in translating Old English texts, making them accessible to broader audiences. One such notable work is his translation of the epic poem Beowulf. His translation, published in 1901, aimed to balance literal accuracy with readability. This was no small task, considering the complexity and nuance of the original text. For many years, his version was the go-to for English-speaking readers eager to explore the epic saga of monstrous battles and heroic deeds. Delving deeper into Hall's professional life, we find that he was more than just a solitary scholar engrossed in ancient manuscripts. He held various teaching positions and was actively involved in disseminating knowledge. Hall contributed articles and reviews to various academic journals, continuously engaging with the scholarly community of his time. Interestingly, Hall's skills weren't limited to the academic sphere. During World War I, he served as a lieutenant in the Royal Naval Volunteer Reserve. This period added a new layer to his life, illustrating his versatility and commitment not only to his intellectual pursuits, but also to serving his country. It's fascinating how his experiences in the military might have influenced his later works and perspectives. Now let's pivot to a more modern reflection. How many of you have used a dictionary or a translation to understand something complex? Perhaps you've relied on expert interpretations to grasp a foreign text, or appreciated a novel that transported you to another time and place. John Richard Clark Hall's contributions are part of this continuum, helping bridge gaps between languages and eras. Consider how interdisciplinary efforts benefit us today. Hall's work is a perfect illustration of this. His expertise in Old English allowed him to provide an accurate context and deeper understanding of early medieval texts. It showcases the importance of combining linguistic skill with historical knowledge, a relevant point even in today's era of specialization. For those intrigued by Hall's work, I encourage you to dive into Old English literature yourself, whether it's through his dictionary, translations, or other academic resources he inspired. Exploring these ancient texts can offer a surprising relevance to modern themes. The tales of heroism, complex social structures, and ethical dilemmas found in Old English literature resonate with many issues we face today. It's a reminder of the timeless nature of human struggles and stories. Let's also touch on John Richard Clark Hall's legacy. Scholars and enthusiasts of Old English continue to benefit from his monumental contributions. Way beyond his lifetime, his works remain integral to the academic study and appreciation of Old English. They serve as foundational texts in university curriculums and guide independent scholars delving into this rich field. As we wrap up, I'd like to leave you with a question to ponder. In a rapidly changing world where information is so readily accessible, how do we ensure that the meticulous scholarship of individuals like Hall continues to be appreciated and utilized? It's a challenge to ensure that new generations recognize the vital role of such work in shaping our understanding of language and history. Thank you for tuning into this episode of Wikipedia. I hope you've enjoyed discovering John Richard Clark Hall, a true luminary in the study of Old English. If today's topic piqued your interest, I encourage you to explore his works and perhaps dive into the fascinating world of ancient texts yourself. Until next time, keep questioning, keep learning, and remember, every page on Wikipedia is a gateway to a richer understanding of our world.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, John Richard Clark Hall. Thanks for listening. See you next time.